This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. It's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles Show. My name is Daniel Spakowski, and I'm the founder of Special Chronicles and a Southern Tribal Global Messenger alum with Special Olympics. First time I am saying that on this podcast. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I'm excited that for an exciting first time I'm saying that on, and there's a reason why I'm saying that when we bring on this week's guest. But first, our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free. And follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, I'm so excited to have a new friend on the program who I met at the last World Games. If you'll just listen and watch the video on YouTube, you can see I am sporting the Special Olympics World Games Berlin 2023 hoodie. And I'm excited that this week we are welcoming Grace Payne, a Special Olympics New Zealand athlete leader and newly selected Southern Striver Global Messenger from 2024 to 2027, joins us this week as the first, here's a fun fact for you all, the first SSGM from New Zealand to be selected as an SSGM. Please put your virtual hands together as we welcome Grace on the Special Chronicles podcast. Welcome, Grace. Welcome.
Thank you.
To have you on the program. I got a little distracted doing an intro because I was trying to you and everyone in. I'll break that fourth wall. I was trying to tell my dad in just outside the studio to grab some water because I forgot to grab water before. So that's an inclusive health tip for you all. If you will, we called it a podcast.
Drink water.
and I have our water bottles with us as we're recording here in this virtual studio. And so hopefully wherever you guys are listening from, whenever you are listening, you also join us and have some water as you're listening to Grace's story. But Grace, it's excited to have you on the program. And we had about 45 minutes of a pre-show that I wish we would have recorded because it was just such a great chat. But for our new listeners, I'm sure a lot of listeners are meeting you for the first time. But why don't you, and we'll get into much more of your story during the episode today, but share with us how we got connected because it's a fun story that happened at the 2023 Global Athlete Congress in Berlin. We remember meeting you, and that's why when I found out when you got selected as an SSGM, I was like, here's an SSGM, a new SSGM that I know, and I thought, well, I have to invite you on the podcast. But why don't you share with us how we got connected, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. So as you guys know, the previous SSGMs are our predecessors, and Daniel and I actually met last year at the Global Athlete Congress. And I actually attended a breakout session with you, Daniel, with you and Manu about athlete leadership. And I remember where we had to connect the domino pieces together in line, there's big pieces, small pieces. And it shows that no matter how big or small your role is, it all makes a difference. It all helps us connect. And I absolutely love that. I really took away with that. And Daniel also got to see my, or at least got to know my project from the project exhibition as well. And now we're just, we're friends now, aren't we? We've been friends for a while, haven't we?
Yeah. I don't, yeah. And speaking of that, you were in the session at the Global Forum for Inclusion that Manu and I did.
Yes.
And I remember you in the audience because we started with only a few people in that room, and then slowly there was a reason why at the end we had to go back and kind of retell our stories because more people were coming into our session. But yeah, I remember you there. Sometimes you forget to like take pictures when you're at events, but I was like, if only we took a picture, you know, you and Manu and me, like if only we took a picture there, then we could have shared that with this episode. But next time, hopefully, we'll be
absolutely next time.
If Brandon or Emily at Special Olympics are listening to this, we can maybe give a little wink to them that looking for any of the SSGM alums to connect with other regions. Grace and I are happy to meet up in
just
person. Yeah, just a little hint.
Just a little hint.
And so I'm glad that you got a lot of out of our session about athlete leadership in the community. And this is kind of going a little off topic, but Manu and I share all stories of how Special Olympics and athlete leadership has impacted our lives, not only in the movement, but in the community, in the workplace. And I'm going to try to remember to make a note to put if any of our listeners want to hear that session, I've made it available as a podcast in July of 2023. And so I'll put a link to that that Global Forum for Inclusion episode. If any of our listeners want to go back, you can listen or watch what Grace saw in person. But if any of you want to listen. So, Grace, you heard us share our story, and now I've got an opportunity to kind of turn the microphone around on you and have you begin and share your story with our listeners. So why don't you begin and talk about what disability you were diagnosed with, and then what are a few of the challenges in your early years because of your disability?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am autistic, but I also have an intellectual disability, and I was diagnosed at 18 months old, so I was only a little baby. And from that, quickly going into that story was how I kind of got diagnosed. It's because my granddad, my mum's dad, just noticed something was different about me, and had a bit of research and chatted to my parents and just said, hey, I think something's up with Grace, you know. And so went to see a doctor, and, you know, he diagnosed me. And that's just led me to a whole new world. And some of my challenges is I'm not understanding like big complex words or sentences sometimes. And I'll ask people to rephrase or simplify those, what they're saying, so I can better understand. And I guess it's the same for a lot of people as well. But the more people do get to understand myself, how I work and how others work and how their brains function, the more they can get to know how to explain things in that way and just open a whole new door for them. And this will help, you know, me and some of my friends who struggle with this.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of us, just like myself, there's a lot of us with developmental challenges that go through similar challenges and different challenges. And it's always interesting to hear from each other because what a lot of our listeners who, whether they're not in our community, not in this movement, will realize that if you've met one person with one disability, then you've only met one person because we each each of our challenges might be just a little bit different. So as you know, by being involved in this movement in Special Olympics, it's not just about our challenges, but the focus is on our joys, the focus is on our accomplishments because of our disability. It's I think a lot of times it's because of the disabilities that you and me and the millions and millions of other Special Olympic athletes across the globe deal with every day of our lives. It's because of those that then helps to kind of be that catalyst for our joys and accomplishments. And you may kind of dive now into a little bit of what are some of the joys and accomplishments because of your disability?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess like because I am who I am and I get to be involved in such an amazing organization, the Special Olympics, it's because I get to do that, it gives me all the it's given me lots of opportunities and lots of different accomplishments in that way. And I get to be me and others get to them to be themselves in a community where that is open, that is accepting, and that is loving. And one of my biggest accomplishments, and as we all know, I am selected as an SSGM, and I wanted to be in this role for quite a few years, and I hope that I can hold the legacy just like you guys as the previous SSGMs. I hope I can hold to that standard.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm sure that you will be able to do that over the next 4 years of your SSGM term. I want to kind of briefly circle back to when you talked about your challenges of of the complex of having a difficult time like understanding complex topics, because similar to like the learning disabilities and severe language disorder that I was diagnosed with, the same thing with growing up, I had a hard time with processing complex topics or processing books or things that I was reading. And so some of what I've had to overcome is having either teachers or parents or family or mentors help to explain any of those kind of big topics at a more simple level. And I think what I've learned is that if by us talking at a simple level, hopefully other people will learn that that maybe those other people who don't have disabilities like you and me that will be able to better understand those complex topics if you speak if you speak it at a level that like you and me can understand. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And yeah, exactly. And especially like for those who don't have disabilities and they may not understand complex or big things, and just even breaking it down and simplifying it bit by bit, if it's quite a big thing, just break it down and just take a second to think about this bit and then piece it together. And it's like, okay, that's what it means. And like you said, it'll help us understand things a whole lot better if it's explained to us differently in a simple way. And I'm going to touch on what you said about just because you learned one way how to teach somebody, it's not the same as the next person. So it's just all learning to adapt, right? And learning how to adapt to those. But yeah, I absolutely agree what you're saying.
Awesome. Yeah. And I love what you also just said now about learning to adapt, because that also kind of ties in with what you talked about, that this organization, this movement of Special Olympics that we're a part of is loving and accepting, because it ties in with something that when my mom first saw me compete, she said this quote that since those people at Special Olympics International that have used this quote in some of their materials. But my mom said that if the whole world were like Special Olympics, then there would be no walls. And I think that speaks a lot to also what you just talked about, is that when people come and see us compete, either see us compete or see us as an athlete leader, or see us on that global stage as a Southern Tribe or global messenger, which, for example, I don't know if you saw the cover photo on my Facebook page, but it's when we were on that global stage in Berlin, in that,
the
opening ceremony, when all of us put our hands.
Yeah, hands up, hey.
Hands up, and we join hands with Tim, which we didn't tell Tim that we were going to do that, but hopefully that's something that you and your class can do.
I hope so. I'm just like, oh, it's so exciting to see.
Two more games. Yeah. And so with when people see us, whether we're competing both on the field or off the field, they see that you and me and the millions and millions of Special Olympics athletes across the globe, all we do is show love. And just like our coaches and mentors and family all is something to us, something that I recently said, and all of you comment on this, is that us Special Olympics athletes show love to people who show us hate. Us, all we people for our listeners, that us Special Olympics athletes show love to people who show us hate. I don't know if I'll let you comment on
yeah,
that.
Wow, that is the first time I've heard that, but that is just wow, like absolutely, you know. And we want to show love, and we want to show the world. Yeah, we want to show the world love. And that's all we want to do. We don't want hate. We don't want these bad things to happen. We want our world to be a happy, safe, loving place.
Awesome. 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 Well, we could go on and on, which we'll get into a little bit more. But let's go ahead and move on. I have a feeling this might turn into a two-part episode, but we'll... if not, then we'll have to have you back on the podcast.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we'll definitely have to have you on, on again as a repeat guest. But
yeah, oh my gosh.
Let's now dive into how you got, how you became a Special Olympics New Zealand athlete. And for our listeners, we are recording this. Grace is in the future. I'm in the past, from where I am podcasting from. It is Grace is in the future from where I am, and yeah. Where Grace is located is in the past of where she is. So it's this weird.
It's so like weird time traveling glitchy thing. It's happening, right?
And so wherever you're listening, you guys can join us in this kind of time. Science fiction time travel that we're doing. It's neat that now, like, I feel like now we ever since we met at the Global Athlete Congress in Berlin, we were friends, and now we are. I feel like we are even better friends now that we'll be.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I love this. And also, if I do come back, I reckon another episode is that I should come in. Well, is it okay with it? Maybe, yeah. Like, especially towards the end of my term. And that way I can kind of reflect. We can kind of do the reflection process of like how I started to how I end, and maybe in the middle somewhere.
I love that. I love that idea. You'll definitely have to remind me to have you back on. But yeah, I love that kind of idea of kind of where you are at the beginning of your SST GM Tome and then where you are at the end. But now let's kind of circle it back to how you got involved in this movement, how you became a Special Olympics New Zealand athlete. And that is, can you share with us how you got started in this Special Olympics movement as an athlete? How many years ago, and kind of a little bit of that backstory of how you got started?
Yeah, so all of my school life, I've always been in a special needs school, but we weren't integrated per se schools, but we had like special needs schools within the mainstream schools, if that makes sense. So we're like in our own world, but in the school throughout my life. And my school anyway, was involved with the Special Olympics Schools program. And so back in 2008, I was only 9 years old then, I was part of the school program and absolutely loved it. We did athletics, football, tempo bowling, and basketball, I believe, at the time. And then a school friend of mine actually said, "Oh, introduce me to Special Olympics Counties," which is my local club down here in New Zealand. And basically, he's basically said, "You can carry on outside of school. It's like after school things you can do," because our sessions were after school and like in outside of school hours. So I was like, "Oh, okay." And so I joined in 2010 then, and then the sports I've participated throughout my life, I've done tempo bowling, athletics, football / soccer, depending on where you are in the world, table tennis, and now I compete in basketball and powerlifting, both in Special Olympics and mainstream. So
it's awesome. Really
Yeah.
Awesome. This is why I like what I told you in the pre-show. I've done swimming and basketball. I've tried softball for just a little bit. But out of all the sports that you just listed that you do, I know it might be hard to pick a favorite, but is there a favorite sport that you love competing in?
Ooh, I think that is so hard, actually. But I think, like, with the ones I do now, basketball and powerlifting, I love them both in a way, like, in their own ways, because basketball is a team sport. You compete in a team, and I love that environment. But I also love powerlifting because it's an individual sport, and you're competing for yourself, basically. And I just love those two aspects of both sports. That's because I love doing both working in teams, but also working individually and thriving in that way. So I think that's what I love about how that's why they're my favorites, I think, in two different aspects of it. And I also get to compete both Special Olympics and mainstream, which I think is quite cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I have to say I also love basketball too because of that team atmosphere. Season actually just ended. You probably saw on my Instagram that I posted this morning. I had a tournament yesterday. We ended up getting first place in the tournament yesterday. Cool. I mean, that was thanks. Yeah, I was sweating by the end, but I think I ended up making, we had two games and ended up making a total of 12 points. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, to play basketball. Hopefully maybe, if we ever meet up in person, it would be awesome to be able to play basketball together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's okay for that.
We have another kind of wink to Brandon.
Wink. We're sending you some hints today, Brandon. Yes. Pay attention to that.
Yes, we will definitely, when we share a link to this episode with Brandon, we'll definitely have to let him know to listen in for all those winks.
To really listen in today
to see if he can make. We won't tell him what those winks are, but we'll have to see if he can kind of make some of that happen. nothing about putting him on the spot, but I'm sure he'll love it. Anyways, moving right along. Speaking of basketball, You also were at the Special Olympics World Games in 2019 in Abu Dhabi, which is the first time that those games will happen in that region. And that was the first games that my predecessors, my SSGM class, attended. In fact, if any of our listeners want to go back and hear the I'll try to remember, also put a link to the Abu Dhabi Daily Show episode. I did a series of interviews, podcast interviews there. So if any of those want to go back and listen to that, I will try to put a link to that in the show notes. Or you can go to if you're listening, you can go to specialchronicles.com, click on listen, and then click on Special Olympics World Games series to find that episode in Abu Dhabi. But speaking of your time there, you were there competing as and I'm glad that you corrected me in the pre-show, but you were there as the first, you were one of the, you were the first, one of the first, first two females on an men's basketball team that competed at the Special Olympics World Games 2019 in Abu Dhabi. Can you talk to us a little bit about some of your favorite memories from this competition on where you competed on the global stage? Well, in Abu Dhabi, myself and us, our class of SSGMs, well, had there as athlete leaders in more leadership roles on the global stage, but you were competing. Can you tell us, and we did make it over to that, I'm assuming it's the 5-on-5 basketball that you did.
Yes, it was 5-on-5, yeah.
So we, we did make it over, because one of the things that you will soon learn is you have to meet with some of the board members and other dignitaries, and you even, you might be asked to watch some competitions. And so we were watching, I'm blanking on the teams, the delegations that we were watching. It might've been you. I'm blanking because that was 5 years ago. So
it's a long time ago.
Yeah. But can you kind of take our listeners back to your favorite memories from competing as one of two females at the World Games in Abu Dhabi, and what that meant, like kind of some of your feelings and kind of what that meant for you and your program in New Zealand?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, it was really cool to be one of the only female, like one of the two females in the basketball team, in the men's team. And previous to those games, especially New Zealand have never sent females for basketball to World Games before. So it was like a first for that too, which was really cool. And representing New Zealand on like a global stage was really honorable, exciting, and life-changing in a way. And it's led me to so many opportunities such as this one. Like everything I've done has led me to this point. But one of my favorite memories outside of competing, because competing was really, really cool. But outside of that, we went to Amity International School as part of the host town program. And Amity School had picked New Zealand to support for it's part of the program called Support a Nation program. And just seeing those students look up at us like we were celebrities in a sense, and really supported us like they did, it was so amazing, and just feel very like really warm and fuzzy. And I got to present a speech at the school assembly around thousands of students and teachers, and just sharing my story from then, and it was just so cool.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like just a witty, witty, impactful opportunity. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, as our listeners hold you, they probably got some of that feelings that you experienced by you retelling. Let's move a little bit into athlete leadership. As you know, what starts in the sports that we compete in, what starts on the playing field, it goes into athlete leadership, which is another big part of this movement. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in athlete leadership, and kind of why you wanted to become an athlete leader, and how did you get started in athlete leadership?
Yeah, so switching the hat from athlete to athlete leader. So I turned 15, my mentor Rowena, shout out to Rowena, hi, asked me if I wanted join the Special Olympics County's Athlete Leadership Program, so just basically our very local grassroots club, and where I was mainly the basketball athlete representative at the time, and because we all pretty much represented sports in our area. And what we do in that side of it, we help host our own competitions that we do, our fundraisers that we do, and everything. We have a big involvement in that, and organizing and hosting it and everything like that. And fast forward to 2017, I applied and got selected to do the Athlete Leadership Program with Special Olympics New Zealand, which was so cool because I knew I wanted to take that step forward into the athlete leadership role and build myself up. And we got to learn all about, you know, speech writing, how we present ourselves to the media and audiences, and how to be spokespeople for Special Olympics, right? And then 2019 rolled around, Rowena, Jack, hey Jack, who was my unified partner at the time, and myself got to go to Singapore for the Asia Pacific Youth for Inclusion Summit, which then led to me being the former co-chair, but now advisor of our regional Athlete Leadership Council since 2020. So I had quite a few roles. And as of current, I am an athlete rep on the Special New Zealand Board of Trustees, athlete rep on the Asia Pacific Advisory Council, and now a Special Olympics International Sergeant Shriver Global Messenger. I mean, like, what a, you know, quite a few, you know, quite a few things that's happened throughout my life.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. Amazing the opportunities that I know, and my family and friends and coworkers have even all have told me about the amazing opportunities that I've had, which you all are also getting as well. That it all began with the sports that we compete in, and then kind of goes into athlete leadership. And that's another reason why we kind of start this podcast episode with the beginning of your journey, and then people can kind of get a good overall story. You mentioned the Asia Pacific Leadership Conference, and I'm trying to remember. I believe the SSGM, your predecessor from the Asia Pacific region, would that be CODIS from Hong Kong or Haseeb from Pakistan?
We got Haseeb and Brina from Philippines and Pakistan.
That's okay. Haseeb and Brina. Okay. Yeah. Then now I'm trying to remember.
That's okay.
Haseeb was actually on this podcast, I believe, a year ago. So it's like just 6 months, 5 months prior, about 5 months prior to the World Games in Berlin. And then Brina, fun little connection about our class that you may or may not find surprising, but I actually knew, I had interviewed Brina on my podcast back in 2013, I want to say. And then we actually met in person for the first time at our training in Washington, D.C. And then also another previous SSGM from my region in North America, Hannah, we had both applied, and I interviewed her 6 months before we met at our training. So there was just that's just a couple of examples from that family connection was already kind of there. And what you will, and I know we're kind of jumping on topics a little bit, but what you will when you go to your training this May in Washington, D.C., I'm absolutely sure that you will discover what my class discovered in the 5 days, because it was a full week. So just 5 days, our class of SS, of Southern Tribal Global Messengers, we connected as a family in just 5 days, and which is a very short amount of time. That's evolved over the past 5 years. And now, like, we have, which I'm sure you guys will probably have a WhatsApp group, but we are continuing. Brandon is letting us keep our WhatsApp group, so we can continue to stay. So even though you have two, so it's like your Asia Pacific region, you have two SSGMs. My North America region, and well, my class, we had three.
Wow. Yeah.
North America region. I think your class only has two from the North America region, two from the Asia Pacific region, I believe. And so
this one says one. So I'm really
excited. Yes. So with that, you will get to really get connected as a Southern Tribe of Global Mestizo family with not just in your case, not just in the regions around the Asia Pacific region, but also across the globe. And even
everywhere, right?
Yeah. And even with us as your predecessors coming on as Southern Tribe of Global Mestizo alums, we're here to support you, particularly the ones in your region. So in your case, I think you have a CD Bendrina to look to, but hopefully also myself too.
Absolutely.
You're saying that. We probably should move on, but we're going to circle back to where we started at the top of this episode. You mentioned the Global Athlete Congress, which again, for our listeners, the Global Athlete Congress 2023 in Berlin is where we, Grace, you and I first met. And so can you tell us now a little bit more about your project that you presented at the Global Athlete Congress?
Absolutely. So my project was going into schools and presenting to them an informative workshop about what Special Olympics is, what inclusion is, unified, all those sort of things, but also volunteer opportunities for the students, because they do a program which some people may know. It's called the Duke of Edinburgh program, and one of their things they had to do is that they had to complete community service hours, and a few of them have previously had come to Special Olympics to do those volunteer hours, do the community service hours. So I was trying to get more volunteers in that way, but also to show what we do and, you know, like who we are, basically the awareness piece, right?
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. We're going to talk a little bit more about unified schools, about bringing unified schools to New Zealand after a quick sponsor break, as well as talk a little bit more about becoming a Southern Tribe Global Mestizo right after this quick 3-minute break right here on specialchronicles.com. We'll continue with Grace after this break. Support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. As an independent public media podcast, Special Chronicles will always be there for you. Now we're asking you to be there for us. As a nonprofit independent media organization, we can only make programs like Special Chronicles with listener support. Our programs provide weekly, candid, honest, and inspiring conversations about the people with disabilities community that creates awareness, support, and advocacy within each week's episode. Listeners tell us our shows are an enjoyable and necessary podcast for the intellectual and developmental disability community and everyone else who is able to listen to stories about life from a different angle. Please, if you and your family love our weekly podcasts, make a one-time, monthly, or annual gift of thanks today. Support this podcast at specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give. Support for Special Chronicles comes from ComEd. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program. The Energy Force is the country's first energy efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. ComEd is powering lives, and Wary is powering us here at Special Chronicles to keep the lights on and our technology is powered on.
As combat powers the lives of us, they are literally giving a voice to people with special needs. We thank ComEd for the generous support of our mission at Special Chronicles. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. Support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Disability Business Resource Group. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with United Airlines and the Bridge BLG. Bridge BLG is committed to being an ally for all employees and customers with disabilities. Bridge helps to create internal awareness to keep accessibility needs in mind and partner with key organizations to empower disability inclusion for employment and travel. Bridge, connecting people of all abilities. Book your travel today on united.com or on the award-winning United app. Learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united.
This quick video to watch.
Margaret, this is your X Factor moment.
Hello, I'm Tim Shriver, and I'm the chair of Special Olympics International, and I'm also the Special Olympics International fan in chief. But my great honor today is to let you know that you have been accepted, rewarded, welcomed as a Sergeant Shriver Global Messenger. Congratulations. 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 You have won this award, this distinction, because of your work, because of your determination, because of the power of your voice, because of the example you've set for other people who have joined together to say, we believe in you. And now, in this role, perhaps one of the most difficult but most important roles in the entire Special Olympics movement, I welcome you, and I encourage you to find and define the goals that you have that can superpower the inclusion revolution. We know you have it in you. That's why you were chosen. But we also know that you have even more in you than you've yet to give. My dad, Sergeant Shriver, for whom this program is named, traveled all over the world because he had one central belief, that the Special Olympics movement could change the world. You are now the holders of his legacy and of the passions and hopes of all of us. You now are invited to travel all over the world and let them know that the power of inclusion, the power of grit and determination, the power of openness and trust and belief in the goodness and dignity of every person, these values of the Special Olympics movement can change the world. You are now Sergeant Shriver, Global Messenger. Thank you for all you've done that got you here. Welcome to this extraordinarily powerful community of fellow athletes. And I now get ready to stand back and watch as you change the world. Congratulations.
Wow. Watching that again. First off, I have to say it brought back a lot of memories when I got selected 5 years ago. I just can't imagine and even hearing Tim's announce you in your class as SSGMs brings chills and just smiles.
Absolutely.
Mom had texted me when she watched it and said that she was in tears watching your class's announcement video. With that, when you were announced, when you watched that announcement video, when Tim announced you, to be selected as a Southern Tribe of Global Messenger, what was your just your first reaction?
Oh my goodness! I think shock, excitement, and just it felt like a dream. Really, is it really happening? You know, am I actually, did I get it? And because I was watching that video, and it was like, oh yeah. And then when he said those words, "You are now a Sergeant Shriver," I was just like, wait, this is happening. And because I had no idea that there was going to be an announcement video for that. So Rowena got me good. She got me good on that. So it was just like, oh, lots of tears. And because you see my mum, she got really excited and she had no idea either. So that made her reaction, whoa, because she was hearing about global messages all the time. So as my dad, my family knew all about it pretty much. And they were just as excited as I was.
Awesome. When you say how it felt like a dream and you were in shock, I have to say, when it was announced and I first heard that I was selected as a Southern Tribe of Global Messenger 5 years ago, I had the same reaction of being in shock. This being a dream, the same reaction that you had was the same reaction that I had. My mom was there, my dad was there, friends and other staff from my program was there. But yeah, your same reaction was the same reaction that I had. For those of our listeners, if any of our listeners have been listening to this podcast, the Special Chronicles podcast, for the past 5 years, you have heard me talk about this role as an SSGM. But for any of our new listeners, which I'm sure we have a lot of new listeners, maybe even a lot of your family and friends, I'm sure will be tuning in to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. But a lot of listeners know, and then I'm going to ask you, but to let our listeners know, and I'm going to read what Special Olympics says that this role is. And so, of what is a Southern Tribe or Global Messenger. For 20 years, Special Olympics athlete leaders have served in a select role titled Southern Tribe or Global Messenger. These spokespeople for the movement lead the campaign for a more inclusive world for people with intellectual disabilities. Through their participation and leadership at global, regional, and local events, both internal and external to the Special Olympics movement, they challenge the mindsets of political leaders, policymakers, educators, employers, and society. With that, when Tim said that that you are going to be continuing the legacy of his father, Southern Tribal, what does that mean to you?
I feel it's an honor. Because 10 people get selected all over the world at one time, and to be one of those 10 people and for them to think, I reckon she could do it, I reckon they could do it. And it's just an honor, to say the least. I think that it's an understatement, an honor.
Awesome. And in your words, can you just briefly, and I kind of write a long paragraph of what this role is, but if you were to kind of maybe describe in one or two quick sentences, what is a Southern Tribal Global Messenger from your perspective as a newly selected SSGM?
Yeah. So Southern Tribal Global Messengers are international spokespeople where we get to travel around and talk to organizations, businesses, educators, employers, and a whole lot more about our Special Olympics movement, the inclusion revolution, and why we do what we do to make our world a more inclusive place.
Perfect. I mean, that's why you were selected. But take us back to how you heard about the highest athlete leadership role as a Southern Tribal Global Messenger in our Special Olympics movement. You said that that your father, that your dad and your mom had already knew about us as GMs.
Yeah.
Can you share with us how you heard about this highest athlete leadership role, how your mom and your dad heard about Global Messengers?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, as I got on to my athlete leadership journey, especially with Special Olympics New Zealand, and obviously you get to know a bit more about the Special Olympics movement, and Global Messengers came up throughout my years, and they've heard of it, and they really wanted me to be in that. And I, at the time, like 2019 or 18, when this election was happening, like, I at the time was very new, so that's why I didn't put my name forward at that time. And I thought, I just want to explore a bit more about Special Olympics and get more information about why we do what we do and get more experience. And 4 or 5 years later, I'm just like, yes, I want to do it now. And it wasn't back until 2021, actually. I went into the Special Olympics New Zealand's headquarters for an athlete input council meeting. And one of the Special Olympics New Zealand staff had said to us about the Global Messengers and said, as far as we know, there hadn't been anyone from New Zealand that has been an SSGM. And I thought, I want to do it. And being the first New Zealander is pretty special. If I wasn't going to be the first one, I want to be one eventually. But being both, this is really special. It's special to me.
It sounds like, it's the really special opportunity to be the first selected Southern Tribal Global Messenger from New Zealand, from your home country. It's just, I'm sure there'll be a lot of other athlete leaders, either from your local club or from your country that will be looking up to you. As we've got now like 9 minutes left of the program today, even just a little less, but can you just tell us briefly, and this is why we'll have to have you back on maybe two or three times, even before the end of the film, just to continue. What did you want? Like, why did you want to become an SSGM, and what are a few of your goals?
Yeah, so I want to be a Sergeant Tribe Global Messenger because Special Olympics is my life and passion, and the more that people know about us.
I'm still there.
Hey, that's okay. Do we continue or just wait? Oh, there you are. There we go. Yep. Did you want me to repeat that, or did you guys hear that?
We heard you. You can repeat it.
Perfect. So basically, Special Olympics is my life and passion. And the more that people know about our Special Olympics movement, the better our world will be. And people like you guys and all the other athlete leaders inspire me to be a better leader and be a better person. And being a global messenger is a pathway for me to do this. Inclusive world is an ongoing journey, and this role will help me and those around me to get our message out further and drive everybody to take action. And as we know, the athlete's voice is so, so important, and the athletes are our reason why and why we are here in the first place. And we also want to carry on UNICEF's legacy. And just a few, I think, goals I would like to achieve. I'm sure there'll be more eventually. So first is to build our Special Olympics brand awareness here in New Zealand, as it's very low, like I mentioned in the pre-show. And another one is I love to talk about, and I'm really excited for this, is to talk to organizations and businesses and people here and around the world about our movement and how they can be included in the inclusion revolution.
Awesome. I love that. And speaking of what you mentioned in the pre-show and just now of how you want to build the brand awareness in New Zealand's so more can hear about our Special Olympics movement, we're going to use that as a jumping off point combined with how you use your project from a year ago at the Global Athlete Congress combined with your next project that's based off of the Global Athlete Congress project that you started to build up unified schools here in New Zealand? Because I believe with a lot of the young people, when it comes to inclusive education, that's probably a good starting point to, and yeah. I'm sure Tim and Tim will agree with us that that's a good starting point to build that brand awareness in New Zealand. And speaking of our chairman, Tim Shriver, our chairman of Special Olympics and fan in chief, recently posted on his social media with the announcement of your new SSGM class. He had his challenge for this group, for your class, is to push the transformation of inclusive education through sports and create a world where everyone, regardless of their ability, is accepted. And so Tim is proud to announce the newest Southern Tribal Global Messenger class. Using that as a jumping off point of your Global Athlete Congress project and this new project that you had DM'd me on Instagram, because I loved how, like what I told you in the pre-show, I loved how it's together, you know, Tim's challenge for your class with inclusive education combined with your project of bringing unified, starting unified schools in New Zealand and this new project that's all connected. It all meshes together to make a powerful impact in Special Olympics New Zealand. Can you comment on that and combine with Tim's challenge for inclusive education?
Yeah, so like since I've been to a couple of the schools from my other project, we would ask them, hopefully we can connect with them again and ask their like to be part of this new journey. And our goal is to start unified schools, and we're only just in the starting stages of it, so we're building up to that, but we're pretty excited. We're hoping this would happen, and stay tuned and watch the space, watch my space. You'll be able to see a whole lot more about that in the future.
Absolutely, and we'll definitely have to have you back on the program, you know, two or three more times throughout your SSGM tome to update all our listeners about how you are building unified schools and inclusive education in New Zealand. And speaking of how listeners, that's why you're a perfect guest on this podcast of how people can keep up to date and transitioning that to this final segment of social media plugs. Can you share what, and I'll make sure to put links, all these links in the show notes for episode 566 for this episode on specialchronicles.com. Just look for the Grace Payne podcast episode. I think that's what we're going to title this episode. But how can listeners follow you and follow your Southern Tribal Global Messenger journey on social media, on Instagram, Facebook? How can listeners follow your SSGM journey?
Absolutely. So, yes, please do check out my Instagram and Facebook. He will Daniel will link it through. And so my Instagram is _ Grace Payne _. And Facebook is just Grace Payne. You'll be able to see everything I do. And even if you follow along to Special Olympics New Zealand's Facebook page and Instagram page as well, they would probably put a lot of stuff up there as well. And they have been the last few days. And yeah.
Awesome. And I'll make sure to also include a link to, and if you can send me a link to Special Olympics New Zealand's what's the best social media for people to follow? I'll make sure to include that in the show notes. As well as, if you guys want to learn more about Grace's class and watch the announcement video, I'll make sure to include all those links in the show notes. We are now at 59 minutes of the episode, so we are about ready to wrap up. But before we do, we got two final points to mention. Do you have any final thoughts on your overall time here today on the Special Chronicles podcast that you'd like to share with all listeners?
Oh, I absolutely love being part of this podcast, and I love how we were just having conversations, and I know we went off tangent a few times. And you know, it's great, and I'd love to be involved in this podcast again. And even wink wink, if we ever meet in person, we could do it in person. Wink wink.
I love that final wink wink that for Brandon. Hopefully Brandon you can make some of these wink winks happen. But just like you, I've loved loved us being in conversation for the past hour. We could spend a whole, which if we were recording the pre-show, you know, almost, you know, 2 hours of conversation.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
our listeners only hold 1 hour, but it's just been a joy talking to you. I, you know, hope we can meet up again in person, do a live podcast, play some basketball.
Absolutely.
And
that sounds like a plan.
You know, so yeah. So Brandon, if you want to help make this plan happen, I would love to talk with you. With that, we got one final question, and to introduce the final question, we're gonna go ahead and we'll The Bumble.
We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising.
Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
Difference. Our demands are
equality.
Dignity.
And the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop
or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
And coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution
is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
Wow, I think I don't need myself. I occasionally forget to unmute myself. Ever since, I was trying to make that smooth, but there we go. We have, you know, on this podcast on Twitcher Chronicles. Ever since I attended the 2019 Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi, that Grace, you competed in basketball, but ever since I attended those games, I've been asking all of our guests one final question. As you know, inclusion and the inclusion revolution is a big part of this movement. And so it's a perfect way to kind of leave our listeners to kind of take some action after hearing your story, to take some action in the inclusion revolution and bring it back to their towns, bring it back to their communities. So I'll conclude with you, just like I've been doing the past 5 years, what does inclusion mean to you?
Oh, I love this question. I love how you end on this note. So inclusion to me means that everyone is able to play together, work together, and thrive together in a world that you are valid, heard, and loved. It might be better nowadays than it ever was before, but we are still so, so far from being a really inclusive world, and it takes more than 10 global messengers and loads more athletes, millions of athletes, to do this. So no matter how long it takes, we won't stop fighting until we get there.
That's a perfect way, Grace, to conclude our conversation with. We've got a few reminders at the end of this episode I'd like to remind you all about. To please support this podcast, you can support our Special Chronicles 2024 giving campaign. As Grace is, for those of you listening to the audio podcast, go check out the video on YouTube and to see where Grace is pointing. Support, our goal is to raise $15,000 US dollars so we can operate our studio and continue our mission to give respect and voice to those of us with disabilities like Grace and myself. Visit specialchronicles.com/give. Or just head on over to specialchronicles.com, click on Give Now, and you can support this podcast with a monthly or one-time donation gift. You can also shop our merch store and support Special. You can show your support of Special Chronicles. Our Special Chronicles store is managed by Outtime Labels. We have T-shirts, hoodies, and much more. About disabled voices metal line collection. You can shop our store knowing that 60% of the profits, 60% of the profits will support us at Special Chronicles. Visit specialchronicles.com/shop, as we're pointing down here. Or just head on over to specialchronicles.com and click on shop. And be sure to keep following the Special Chronicles podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, specialchronicles.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. As new episodes drop weekly, don't miss our original content that help you make a pack for inclusive connections in your life through our podcasts. We'll put also links to how where you can connect with your local Special Olympics program, specialolympics.org. As you see where Grace is pointing, specialolympics.org, to find your local program wherever and whatever region you are listening from. Remember, specialchronicles.com to stream our archives of over 700 episodes absolutely for free, and to follow Special Chronicles on social media and wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to our newsletter, subscribe to us on YouTube, and remember to like, subscribe, rate, and review all that fun stuff to let more people out there know about this podcast. Once again, Grace, it's been a joy. I know we went 5 minutes over the hour, but hey, it was just we were just in just such a wonderful conversation. It's been wonderful to kind of share the past all in conversation with you, and I look forward to having you on the podcast again. And another final wink for Brandon.
Yes, Brandon, wink. If you're listening, count how many winks we've done throughout this podcast today, and see how many we can title it.
let's see if our listeners can count how many winks we did for Brandon and any other athlete leaders. Oh, any previous SSGMs that are listening to this, whether it's from your class, Grace, or my class, you count the number of wink-winks, and then you can let Brandon know how many wink-winks that Brandon will have on this.
I love this game. I love it.
I love that we did that with another guest before. So let's we'll have to and we'll let our listeners know on our Instagrams how that to play this little fun wink game for Brandon. I'm sure Brandon will have fun too. And with thank you again, Grace. It's been a joy having you on the program. And until then, everyone, awesome. And have a great week. And we remember, disabled voices matter. And remember, choose to include as we play the outro. Until next week, everyone, remember, choose to include. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.